Hurricane Florence came ashore more than 24 hours ago and is now a tropical storm. But don't be fooled. Rains have been relentless, and the storm's main threat, flooding, is just now coming about. NPR's Rebecca Hersher, who is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joins us. Becky, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
What are you seeing? What are you hearing?
Well, people are taking that flood danger really seriously. So people in this beach town, they've left the beach town. It's actually kind of eerie. Big hotels and restaurants, you know, boardwalk, the whole deal. It's all boarded up, closed. Some signs have been blown down by some wind. Streetlights are out. Electricity is out for actually hundreds of thousands of people across the region. But here, there's really almost no one left in the town to experience that very sort of ghost town in the rain vibe. So I think the flood danger was communicated by officials and people have left.
Well, where did people go?
Well, there were people who were vacationing and they went home, because there was a lot of lead time, many, many days, or they at least tried to before airlines canceled flights. Mm-hmm. There was so much lead time, in fact, that people here who could evacuate inland, even residents, year-long residents, they did. They went sometimes hundreds of miles inland away from the storm. But for those who couldn't or didn't travel all the way inland, maybe didn't have a car that could make it or had too many people, they ended up in shelters. And I visited one at a high school near Myrtle Beach. It's really crowded. People have already been there for days, which is exhausting. I think it's easy to forget that shelters, it's better than nothing, but you're with a bunch of strangers. I talked to one woman named LaWanda Jones. She evacuated with her family on Tuesday. Here's what she told me.
I had to make two trips. The weight of all of us in my car, and we couldn't make it. Yeah, so I had to break us down into groups and then go back home and get all our stuff and then come back. So it was like, if I did that when the storm came, we wouldn't have had time for that.
So she's glad that she left early on one hand, but now she's facing a week or more sleeping on a gym floor with a bunch of people she doesn't know, and it's really disruptive. You know, it really changes your life for weeks on end, plus you're worried about your house. So I think that's the upshot of a storm that lingers the way this one does.
Becky, what's in the forecast?
Well, a lot of rain. Rain, rain, rain for days and days more. The rivers here, including the Waccamaw and Pee Rivers, which sort of both flow towards the coast through Myrtle Beach, they're not supposed to crest until Monday. There have been flash flood warnings sort of on and off. There was one until 2:30 in the morning last night. And the rain is still falling. You know, you look out the window and it is just relentless. People here are really tired, but they know, you know, you look at the forecast and Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there really is no reason to believe that it will stop.
And what's it like for people in Myrtle Beach now for, as you describe it, the handful that are still there and maybe some people are coming back?
Well, I think it's sort of a waiting game. And it's also, it's nerve-wracking because you don't know, because water rises slowly as it continues to rain, you don't know if your house is safe. So I think in terms of public health and safety, people are concerned for their property and also because freshwater flooding from rain, it's the biggest killer. It's the most deadly thing from storms. And part of that is from driving. It's really dangerous to be on the roadways if it's raining this much. You just don't know if you're driving into a flood zone, if your car could be pulled away by the water. So this adage, you know, turn around, don't drown, it definitely applies here and people are worried about that. I think the less rhymy version, you know, stay inside even if you're bored, that also applies.
And because Rebecca Hersher in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, thanks so much.
Thanks.